Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The center fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting third. The left fielder, Johnny Dickshot. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Nagel. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tony Cuccinello. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Roy Schalk. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Haynes. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Haynes. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Snuffy Sternweiss. Batting second. The right fielder, Bud Metheny. Batting third. The left fielder, Hirsch Martin. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Johnny Lindell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Nick Eaton. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Oscar Grimes. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Frankie Crosetti. Batting eighth. The catcher, Herb Crompton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Bevens. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Bill Bevens. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Dickshot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshot hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bud Metheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metheny hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dickshot, who is chasing the ball. Metheny reaches third base with a triple. Sternweiss goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Yankees. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Johnny Lindell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindell takes first base on ball four. Nick Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dickshot. Eaton reaches second base with a double. Lindell goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Yankees. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes bunts towards the mound. Haynes fields it and throws to first for the out. Eaton moves to third. One out. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is hit by the pitch. Herb Crompton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crompton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels misplays the ball. That's an error on Michaels. Eaton scores. Crosetti moves to second. It's 5-0, Yankees. Bill Bevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevens bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-3. Two outs. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sternweiss hits a fly ball into left field. Dickshot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel strikes out. One out. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grimes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bud Metheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metheny is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Metheny hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nagel scoops it up and throws to first, with Haynes covering, for the out. One out. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lindell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lindell hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes hits a line drive towards the mound. Bevens catches it and throws to first to double up Tresh. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Nick Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Eaton hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-0 in the game. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Crosetti hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Dick Schott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hockett hits a pop-up towards short. Crosetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0-for-1 in the game. Dickshott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Herb Crompton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crompton is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Crompton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Bevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Bevens strikes out. 1 out. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sternweiss hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bud Metheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metheny is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Metheny hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haynes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0 for 1 in the game. Nagel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0 for 1 in the game. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Crompton fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 1 in the game. Schalk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lindell who is chasing the ball. Michaels reaches third base with a triple. Schalk goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Yankees. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tresh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Michaels scores. It's 5-2, Yankees. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 0 for 1 in the game. Haynes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Etten picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Etten. Tresh moves to third. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Haynes moves to second. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hockett hits a pop-up towards third. Grimes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Martin hits a pop-up towards short. Michaels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Johnny Lindell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lindell hits a pop-up towards first. Nagel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Nick Etten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etten is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Etten strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0 for 2 in the game. Dickshott hits a fly ball into center field. Lindell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0 for 2 in the game. Nagel strikes out. 2 outs. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0 for 2 in the game. Cuccinello hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Martin. Cuccinello reaches second base with a double. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schalk hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Lindell. Schalk reaches second base with a double. Cuccinello scores. It's 5-3, Yankees. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimes hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Crosetti takes first base on ball 4. Herb Crompton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crompton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Crompton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tresh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Haynes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grimes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Lindell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Bevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Bevens strikes out. One out. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sternweiss bunts towards first. Nagel scoops it up and throws to first, with Haynes covering, for the out. Two outs. Bud Metheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metheny is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Metheny strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-3 in the game. Hockett hits a fly ball into center field. Lindell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0-for-3 in the game. Dickshott strikes out. Two outs. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0-for-3 in the game. Nagel hits a pop-up towards short. Crosetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Martin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hockett, who is chasing the ball. Martin reaches third base with a triple. Johnny Lindell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Lindell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haynes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nick Etten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etten is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Etten hits a fly ball into left field. Dick Schott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-2 in the game. Grimes hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bevens fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grimes fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.